AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Navy SEAL Senior Chief Petty Officer Edward Byers is the nation's latest Medal of Honor recipient. In the White House ceremony, President Obama says in December 2012, Byers took part in the rescue of Dr. Dilip Joseph, who was abducted in eastern Afghanistan. During the rescue, Byers covered Dr. Joseph while fighting off a guard who came into the room.
Ed kept shielding the hostage. With his bare hands, Ed pinned the fighter to the wall and held him until his teammates took action. It was over almost as soon as it began. In just minutes, by going after those guards, Ed saved the lives of several teammates and that hostage.
One team member, Petty Officer First Class Nicholas Check, was wounded in the assault. He later died, despite the efforts of Byers, who is a certified paramedic. A day before Super Tuesday, and there's an uproar over white supremacist David Duke's endorsement of Donald Trump. Florida's Marco Rubio.
We cannot be a party that nominates someone who refuses to condemn white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan. We cannot be a party that does that.
Trump tells CBS This Morning.
I've disavowed David Duke all weekend long on Facebook, on Twitter, and obviously it's never enough.
That's from NBC's Today Show. Democrat Hillary Clinton during a campaign stop in Massachusetts.
What we can't let happen is the scapegoating, the blaming, the finger-pointing that is going on the Republican side.
Australian Cardinal George Pell, top advisor to Pope Francis, testifies via video link before a commission looking into clergy sex abuse in his home country. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports from Rome.
Cardinal Pell has expressed his strong support for the investigative work of the Royal Commission, and he volunteered to testify. Technically speaking, as a Vatican official, he was not compelled to testify. He agreed to do it, even though he's being put under the spotlight.
Pell concedes the church has made enormous mistakes. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 64. This is AP Radio News. Counterfeit opioids are blamed for a big spike in drug overdose deaths. Sandy Kozel tells us more.
Tennessee officials say they've seen two dozen cases in recent months of pills marked as the less potent opiates oxycodone or Percocet that turned out to contain fentanyl, a far more powerful drug. In San Francisco, the health department blamed several overdoses last summer on lookalike Xanax containing fentanyl. The drug is typically used for treatment of chronic pain in end-stage cancer patients and is up to 40 times more powerful than heroin. One official likened the danger to users playing Russian roulette each time they buy a pill on the street. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Subway says customers can rest assured their foot-long sandwiches will indeed be a foot long. As part of a deal to settle a class action lawsuit, Subway agreed to make sure its bread is at least 12 inches long. The suit was filed shortly after an Australian teenager in 2013 posted an image of his sandwich on Facebook that was only 11 inches long. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.